Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello, friends. Welcome to another inspiring edition of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and I am grateful that you are here listening to this and that your energy is a part of this broadcast. This show reaches thousands of people all over the globe, and I am grateful that you are choosing to be here and participate in this. We have a lovely guest for you today that I am excited to introduce you to. He is an energy healer, an intuitive, a publisher, author, and many more things. His name is Lloyd Matthew Thompson. I'm going to bring him on the line here in just a minute, and we're going to dive into how he got into energy work, some of his books and projects. Also, if you are a writer or you are looking to be published, he is the man to speak to. He operates a publishing business and is always accepting and looking at submissions. So we're going to talk about that as well. So if you're interested in being published, you might have some good information for you. I always like to give you a heads up about what's coming up on the show in the next few weeks. And I'm looking here at August, and it's already packed. Next week, we have a lovely, lovely woman. She is a channeler, a psychic channel, and she works with fairy energy. Her name is Sarah Jane Alexander, and she's going to be here talking about her upcoming book, and she's going to be talking about how she channels and giving you some tips and wisdom, so that's going to be a good show. And then following that, the next week, I'm going to give you some ideas about strengthening and supporting your own intuition, some ways to follow what works for you and to share with you what works for me. And then the last week of August, I can't believe I'm saying that already, the last week of August is going to be the monthly Q&A. And this week's show is going to be about the questions you've been asking me about my best-selling book, The Art of Trapeze. Some people are asking, what are soul contracts? How does it feel to talk to God? There's some interesting questions coming in, and I want to make sure and answer them and address them. So that is going to be another fun show. So we have a packed month, and as always, you can listen to these shows live. You can listen to them in the archives on Blog Talk Radio, or you can listen on iTunes. And don't forget to follow along, whether that's on Facebook, on Twitter, on my website, email. I'm everywhere. So connect with me, and you won't miss a thing. Now, I'm excited to introduce you to today's special guest. Lloyd Matthew Thompson has a really interesting story. He was raised in a strict religious household, the oldest of nine children. He has since explored, experienced, and been shaped by many other spiritual pathways, including Buddhism, shamanism, paganism, and New Age. He has always been creative, always been expressive, whether that's through writing, painting, drawing, or teaching, and he takes all of that and puts it into his work. Lloyd was born, raised, and currently lives in Oklahoma City, and he has a lot of information to share with us today. So welcome, Lloyd. Thank you for being here.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. Well, I'm excited for people to discover more of what you are creating and offering in the world. I want everyone to know a few of your websites where they can find you at. You are at galaxyenergy.org as well as starfieldpress.com. So while you're listening to this show, you can click on over to either of those websites, starfieldpress.com, galaxyenergy.org, and just check out what we're talking about and some of the projects that are underway here, because there's a lot going on. So I feel like you have a lot to share with us, and it's going to be a good conversation. I'm almost wondering where to start.
Yeah, I don't sit still long. I've got tons of projects going on all the time, plus family and work a day job. So people ask how I do it, and I really don't know myself. So I don't have an answer for that.
And it's interesting because I feel that that's actually a very modern reality, meaning it's a very, you know, we have so much going on in our lives. Our lives are very full, and there's a part of us that always wants to be creating and sharing and connect to spiritual work, and then maybe there are the everyday responsibilities and then family life. So what you're describing, I think, is very modern and real.
Yeah, I think so too.
So, Lloyd, how did you get started in energy work? Why don't we start there? How did you get started, or what brought you to it?
Yeah. Well, like you said, I was raised in the church in a strict religious household, but I had always been aware of energies around me. I didn't know to call it that at the time or that that's what it was, but I knew that I sensed and felt different things. The only research materials that I had available was Christian related, of course, so I read and studied everything I could on like spiritual warfare and the spiritual realms, which is mostly angels and demons in that field or frame. So, but then as I grew older and was able to access more information, and then I began reading and studying everything that I could, and I learned to listen to myself above all and what resonated with me, and just followed my heart from one thing to the next, and led one step after step to where I am now. And I discovered that it was energies that I was feeling, and that not only was I made of energy, but everyone and everything else, like everything everywhere, is energy. And naturally discovered that I could move it and manipulate it, and that I was a natural healer as well. So just kind of one
thing
to another.
And was that something you realized? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, because realizing that you are a natural gifted healer, I talk with clients and people who are waiting for, you know, the bell to go off or something to click into place where they feel that realization too. Do you recall what it was for you, or what that felt like for other people who are looking to see if they've had that same feeling or experience?
Well, people have always been drawn to me, like complete strangers would just open up and tell everything, and my work in public retail jobs and stuff, so I would just hear all kinds of stories, and so I noticed that things were naturally drawn to, and that even though I had no clue what to say to them or do for them, they always seemed to be better, so sort of like just my energy was naturally healing just to be around. And then as I discovered that there was such a thing as energy healing, like Reiki or quantum touch, or there's many different energy healing things, I discovered that I could do that as well, and that I was just natural with that. I do have my Reiki master's degree, but in my book that we're talking about here today, The Galaxy Healer's Guide, one of the major points of it is that you don't have to be in some specific modality like Reiki or anything, and you don't there are, a lot of them have so many like steps or guidelines or classes or to attain certain level or whatever. Everything is made of energy and it's naturally available and naturally free. And so a big point of the book is that you already have what you need within you the whole time. And its goal is to be self-empowering.
Beautifully said, because that is one of the main themes throughout your book, The Galaxy Healer's Guide, is coming back to your own energy source, what works for you, what techniques you use, what, you know, really making your own formula with it. And that's what I really liked about reading your book, Lloyd, was that it was very empowering on that level to let us know that, okay, you can learn these different modalities and they have value and it's good. And at the same time, you also want to figure out what really works for you and to incorporate that as your own special mix.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of times if people are studying a specific school of thought on energy healing, it could actually be a trip up for them if they don't happen to be able to feel it or experience energy in the way that this thing they're supposed to, then that could actually be a block and hindrance. Everybody's different and everybody experiences things completely different, so it should be on a completely personal level. When you learn, the more you know yourself, the more you know exactly how it works for you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting because when we're learning something, of course, we're looking for, you know, the way to do it. But it's actually, that's what you're figuring out, is your own way to do it, your own way to work with your energy or to use your healing abilities that is uniquely you. And that in itself is a gift to other people, because they then can get something special from you that they can't get from somebody else.
Yeah.
And so you do energy sessions and you do remote energy sessions. How do your energy sessions work for in terms of what you use and how you work with energy?
Yeah, the majority of my clients are remote, and I've worked all over the world that way, even though I never left Oklahoma. So, but sometimes there are in-person local ones, but the majority is remote. And to do that, then when I do it two different ways. I either like synchronize the time, find out the difference between the time zones that we live in, and set a certain time so we're both doing the same thing at the same time, both sitting in a still, quiet place and tuning in to the energy work being done. Or I can do it just as I get the chance. The energy is just as effective either way, whether someone is consciously focusing on it or not. So I get those two options, but either way, I reach out to connect to who I'm working with and just tune in to their energy and begin assessing their chakra and centers. I usually start at the crown and work my way down, but each one is different because just like each birth is different, each session is different, and even if it's someone I had done before, it's depending what work is being done at that time. And so I just go with the flow and stay open for whatever I'm shown or felt or prodded to do, and just let it do itself, basically.
Right, because it is
universal
that you're in the moment.
Right, yeah. But it's just all the universal energy, and I'm like a focusing beam that like sort of flushes the system, clears it out, and then balance and align the energy center so that the universal energy is left flowing clearly through the client.
Beautiful.
And then afterwards, and all that's remotely, and afterwards I write out a report of everything that I saw and did, and than they have in writing to sit and meditate with or go over and match up with what they felt or sensed or experienced during the session themselves. So I've gotten pretty good testimonies from it, and those are listed on the galaxyenergy.org if anyone's interested in seeing those as well.
Yeah, you have a lot of good information there about your energy sessions, and I really love your visual of the seven chakras. That image is wonderful for just getting to the heart of each energy, and you reference the chakras in your works, and in fact, you have books based on the chakras. I'm curious about how you were drawn to the chakra work or what that has symbolized for you, because there's a lot of good information in the chakras, and how do you work with it that are, I'm tripping over my words because I have so much I want to ask, but I guess I'm looking for, I feel like the chakras are a language that many people understand, and so what have you discovered about working with chakra energy?
That's exactly right, that it's essentially what we're made up of, each of our chakras, and the seven main ones. There's hundreds, really, but the seven major ones each cover, like, all the specific points that make us up and make up our reactions to things and how we view things. And as we go along through life, we naturally, everything else is energy, so we're walking through all these different energies, and there's going to be, like, static cling type of thing that you pick up and different energies and get off balanced or take on things that aren't yours, and if they're not cleared out, then your own can't flow freely. And so it's important to stay tuned up and connected to yourself so that you know what you need to do for your own life.
Yeah, and do you find that you do that in your own daily world, that you're constantly aware of your own chakras, like when you're in your job and you're out in the real world, that you're aware of where your own energy is maybe getting a little imbalanced or not shining as brightly?
Oh, yeah, that's one of the biggest and most important things, to keep ourselves clear first and foremost. We won't be able to help or heal anyone else if we're not cleared ourselves or if we are imbalanced. I mean, we can, because it is a universal energy flowing through us, but it'll be all the more if we are in tune with ourselves and know that we are keeping ourselves balanced as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's essential, especially right now with so many energies happening around the world. Every day it's changing, it's very dynamic, and yet we have to keep our own energy systems clear and grounded and flowing and open and all these things, just to make sure we're at our optimum place.
Yeah, the more that we take care of ourselves, people may say that's selfish, but we can't help anyone until we take care of ourselves, and by fixing ourselves first, then that's one more person, a step more toward enlightenment with all these shifting energies. So even if we can only change ourselves, that's one person, one point lighter for the whole planet. So you are helping everyone by helping yourself first too. So.
Absolutely, and that's a really valid point for people to know, that when you know, you are doing this work and it maybe feels like you're being quote-unquote selfish, you're actually doing it as a gift to yourself and everybody else, because it really raises your vibration.
Yeah, everything's interconnected.
Yeah, it is. And so, Lloyd, I like how you've taken all of your knowledge and you've put it into many books. You have the Galaxy Healer's Guide, which we've talked about, and then the Energy Anthology. Do you mind sharing with people a little bit about that and what you offer in that collection?
Yeah, that is a branch off of my energy work, too. It just kind of created itself. Like, I let all my work, whether I'm painting or drawing or writing, I just let the projects form and create themselves. I don't try to take too much control of it, but it's naturally stemmed from my energy work, and kind of partly too as just like a deeper study of each individual chakra for my own self. And so the energy anthology is writing a story for each of the seven major chakras. There'll be seven when it's done. It's one big overall epic story, but each story can be read individually, but they are pieces of the bigger whole, so there's kind of symbolism and representation there too. The first three are out and available now. Each one is called what each of the chakras are called. So root is the first one, sacral is the second, and solar is the third for the solar plexus chakra, but it's called the book Solar. And I am working on book four, which is heart chakra, right now. So
that's a great idea. And it's a fiction. It's a fiction story, which makes it really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Fiction and nonfiction, and there's, I think in some ways fiction is easier to teach or relay information to people. The masters all throughout time have used story and parables and tales to pass wisdom on. So there's
it's a powerful way to get messages out there.
So
sorry,
I'm
spoke over you.
Energy anthology. And I wanted to thank you for your review and posting of the Galaxy Healers Guide that you did a few weeks back, too. That was a really amazing review, and I appreciate it so much. And I wanted to say I love your book, too. I couldn't put Art of Trapeze down, so everybody go buy her book, too, if you haven't yet.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think it's an exciting time to be an author, a healer, a messenger, and to put the work out there because there's so many people who can relate. And I feel that my writing and what I share is a gift, and I just want to give it to anyone who wants to receive it. And it's really great to connect with others like yourself who are doing the same and who have that same type of philosophy. And what I would love to know more about, Lloyd, is what inspired you to begin writing in the first place, based on your work? You know, was there one thing or one project that got everything started for you? How did that come about?
Yeah, the Galaxy Healers Guide was pretty much the first. I've written for a while, too. I've drawn pictures all my life and painting as well. And I didn't really like writing too much or didn't think that I did. And then when I was in high school, I had to write a short story about something. And I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't know. I don't even like to write this. And I'm not going to, I don't know what I'm going to do. But then once I did, it just came out naturally and found that I could write as well. And I was good with the grammar and editing and things like that. So I discovered then that I could write. And I wrote mostly poetry for probably the next decade after that. But as I did more and more energy work, I began teaching energy classes too. And it just kind of formed itself to be a book. So the Galaxy Healers Guide is essentially a simple condensed version of what my energy classes and course were, just so that anyone could read it and learn and grow themselves at their own pace and in their own time, or read it over and over, or empower themselves.
Yes.
It's
cool that you are an energy healer and a writer, because that's not always what everyone chooses or how they want to share their gifts. And so you're taking your knowledge and putting it out there in these lovely books with amazing covers. I love all the covers of your books. They're so beautifully crafted.
I'm guilty of that too.
Yeah, I mean, what you're making and doing here is really just amazing, and it's quality. which is important these days. It's not just about looking to put something out there and get a lot of attention or anything. It's about really making quality information, products, artwork, and sharing it. You have your publishing company, starfieldpress.com, and you have some books that are coming out soon. Can you give us a heads up about what's in the works and what is coming out right now?
Yeah, like everything starts with ourselves and expands outwards. So that's kind of how Starfield Press started too. I'm very detail oriented, and I like things to be as professional and perfect as they can. And so when I wrote my book, I was like, what do I want to call the publishing company? And I came up with Starfield Press, and so I put that was published under that. And then more books started coming of my own, and something that years ago I had thought of was to edit and publish books for other people too. And as the self-publishing industry has really taken off and really become a legitimate thing these days, that opened up all those doors. And so Starfield just kind of expanded from there. And like you said before, I do take open submissions, fiction and nonfiction, just anything spiritual or mind expanding or growth inspiring. And for other people, or publish other people's work as well as my own. So started as a place to put out mine, and is growing past that. Right now there is one other author so far that is a non-me author, I call her. That's Irma K. Sawyer. And we've put out one and just released her second one. Her first one is called The Aquarian Empath, which is a great little tool for indigos and empaths and crystal children, the adult indigos that are having trouble coping with this, with the energies that are shifting and times that are changing now. And then the book that just released from her is Cosmic Love. She's a channel. The channel's the Akashic Wisdom Keepers. And the book Cosmic Love, Keys for the Path of Light, is completely channeled material. It's arranged to a full book on cosmic love and life and being here and everything. It's so packed with straight, empathically channeled material. And so that just launched today. And then next week or next month, she's got another one called The Aquarian Path to Abundance, which is part of her Bright Star Empowerment series that the Aquarian Empath was. And that'll be out on 9/9. And then another book of my own will come out a few days after that on 9/12, September 12th. And that's called Lightworker, A Call to Authenticity. And I'm putting the final edits on that now, and that's right on schedule. And
congratulations. These are great projects.
I don't slow down. Thank you.
There's
so much.
There's a lot going on, and it's a lot of great messages. Each book could be its own topic or its own show here, because there's such a interesting layers within each one. And I like too that you are able to devote time and energy to the authors you work with and to who you choose, because I'm sure you get many submissions, but it's really about going with what resonates and making sure it's a win-win on both sides.
Yeah, I kind of like that part, that I created Starfield, have this vision for it, and that I have the intuitive ability to feel into a piece and see if this is a part of Starfield? Does this belong with this publishing house? And so I incorporate spirit and intuition with everything I do, whether I'm creating or doing business.
Yes, and that's the new way of doing it, to make sure that it is a win-win and that the energies match up. And I feel that also creates a higher level of trust, both within those people you work with and within yourself. It's you know, really honoring what resonates and what is appropriate.
Yeah, and in the graphic design that I do, whether for Starfield or really just side jobs on the side and doing the graphic design, I incorporate that too. I kind of, how I connect to people before the energy healing, can connect to them and kind of channel what they're wanting in their design they've paid to be created. And so it really runs through everything, and everything's connected to everything. And I just see everything as one big picture.
Yes, absolutely, Lloyd. So we just have a few minutes left, but I want to make sure that we give people some good information here about submissions, so they can go to starfieldpress.com and reach out to you there, correct, for any submissions, books, ideas that they want to connect with you about.
Right. There are contact forms to contact me directly there, and the submission guidelines, and as well as the whole catalog of what we've put out now. And on the page for each book, there is a whole list of links for paperback and ebook versions of where to buy each book. So it's fully linked and fully friendly.
Great.
User-friendly.
Yeah, very, very user-friendly, easy on the eyes, good to easy to get the information. You mentioned that you have the book coming out in September, Light Worker, and then you have another one after that that's going to be Energy Worker. So I like to give people a heads up that, you know, there's some messages coming through here that are going to be connected, and to make sure that that's on their radar so that they know to come back for more of what you're sharing.
Yeah, talking how projects just create themselves and just have to kind of step out of the way and let it flow and don't try to pinch it and control it too much. As I wrote and worked on Lightworker, tons of side information just started, a list of it just started forming. And so there is going to be a companion book called Energy Worker, A Call to Empowerment, that will be following Lightworker, A Call to Authenticity. So I had hoped to get at least one more of the Energy Anthology books out in between those, but it's coming so fast that I think I'm going to have to jump right into Energy Worker as soon as I finish Light Worker. So that may come sooner than even I expect, but yes, Energy Worker, A Call to Empowerment.
Yes, the bigger plan here where you're being guided and trusting it, and that is certainly the theme for many of us every day, every month, with all of our projects.
And Energy Worker, I think, is going to be like, it'll touch on some of the points in the Galaxy Healer's Guide, where Healer's Guide is more of energy healing. The Energy Worker will be energy overall, because it is everything all throughout every day. And so it's like the super energy guide.
Yeah, okay, that's a good distinction to know the difference between the healer books and then the worker books, and how they're different.
Right.
Right. Okay, we've covered so much, and I feel like we there's even more, but I want to make sure people know where to find you so they can discover more. That's you have galaxyenergy.org is your website with tons of cool energy work. And if somebody is interested in reaching out for a remote healing session, you have a donation request of at least $50, it looks like, so they can find out more information on the website, galaxyenergy.org, to see if that would be of value to them right now. And then you also have starfieldpress.com, which is where all the books can be found, as well as on Amazon and Goodreads. So this has been a lot. You're just doing so much positive, uplifting stuff in the world, Lloyd. It's wonderful to see what you're offering and how you're sharing.
Thank you so much. That is my goal and intention in all of it. I'm not out to be rich or famous or anything like that. My heart has always been toward helping and healing and helping people ascend and grow and evolve. And so that's the goal in all I do. So
Yeah, well, the rich and famous will come after that.
if it comes, I won't mind.
Yeah. Also, I want to let people know that you're on Facebook and also on Twitter, and your Twitter handle is at the 1978 one and at Starfield Press. So connect with Lloyd there, get updates about his latest books, and you do some really cool giveaways on Goodreads. So I want to make sure people know about that, too.
Yeah, each time we release a new book there, we always give away a couple copies on Goodreads, and it's free to enter. You just click Enter Me, so you can have a chance to win. And then outside of Goodreads, we do a variety of different things from time to time as well. So be sure to subscribe to both websites, galaxyenergy.org and starfieldpress.com, and receive anytime I post something, it will come right into your email box, and you can keep up to date on releases or updates or information or contests or giveaways or whatever we think of next.
That's right, whatever we think of next. I like that. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today, Lloyd. It's been really great to speak with you and hear about all of your amazing projects and everything you're doing. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Appreciate your time and your energy here during this conversation. And if you resonate with Lloyd, you know where to find him, because we've said the website probably 1,000 times. So thank you, everybody. And I hope to see you here next week for the next live show. And until then, have a beautiful August and take good care. Namaste.